T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Made it through a Monday.
5 o'clock. This means it's time for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. That means we are less than an hour away. It's 5:02 right now. We are less than an hour away for NBA teams to start making deals official. Do we have the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song, Steven?
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman crowd.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah. Funky Buddha. It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman crowd.
Been on my hard seltzers lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just swing back and forth between the beer and the hard
seltzers.
Can't
go wrong with either one.
I'm telling you. But, yeah, I'm heavy on the hard seltzers right now.
Got Solana angry with us. He's up in St. Augustine on vacation with his girlfriend. But he is listening, like any good fan of the show would. Text us. I tune in on the road and what? Of course you hang number 7 in the rafters. It's not even close. What the hell is going on there? That's my favorite part. It's like we've lost control of the show because he's not here. What the hell is going on there?
Steven, the hell are you letting us do?
What the hell is going on there? It's wildly divisive on the text machine. I will tell you that. I'm with Crowder on this one. Doesn't even feel like he's been here 7 years, more like 3. It doesn't matter what it feels like. He's been here 7 seasons.
If you just start rattling off Heat players, I would say Dragic doesn't come up in half the fans' minds all time.
Dragic is a good player, good guy, should not retire his number.
No.
No chance he deserves to go up there. Solid player, but keep his jersey on him.
Retired.
100% Goran Dragic's number belongs in the rafters.
That's what Keith Atkins. I looked at some like top 10 Heat players. Like Keith Atkins is above him if you look on the list. Jamal Mashburn, Eddie Jones, Glenn Rice, Shane Battier, Ray Allen. Let's retire every number. Let's just all wear letters now. The whole Heat team will be letters.
Dragic belongs in the rafters. Epitomizes Heat culture. Leading scorer on a team that made the finals until his injury in the finals. One-time All-Star. If Hardaway is up there, Dragic should absolutely be up there. No finals appearance for Hardaway. One-time All-Star, same as Goran. Played less games for the Heat than Goran.
I'm sorry, what list are you seeing that they have Keith Atkins?
I was wondering about that list, too. Is that a list that Jimmy made? Is that Jimmy's list?
Me and Chipwich believe Keith Atkins is a monster for the Heat.
But how about that? If you compare it to Tim Hardaway...
I don't think Tim should be up there. We've talked
okay,
about I don't think Bosh should be up there.
Okay, like, that's fine.
I hold that as like, that's special.
The highest honor one can give a player in any sport is retiring their number.
Zoe and Wade, if it's on me, as we sit here today, Alonzo and Wade will be the only two people up there in the rafters.
No Shaq.
No Shaq. Shaq was here
only
for like,
3 seasons.
Years, 4 years, but he was that was the Cactus Shaq. That wasn't LA Shaq.
Mm,
We got one good year.
Yeah, I mean, he brought you your first finals.
The year before, he was really good. He was MVP finalist.
He was the yeah, he
would
was
you put
the two
would you
behind
would
Wade.
You put LeBron?
I hate LeBron, but yes, LeBron was a dog.
4 seasons, 4 finals appearances.
2 championships, yes. And the funny thing, UD's the only one that, outside of basketball, I think he qualifies as the culture guy.
18 seasons.
Been here, grinding.
Could have gone elsewhere for more money.
Yes.
Throws a chair in the huddle.
Cusses out people. Tells Lance Stevenson. I'm going to F you up.
Yeah.
Like, just that culture thing. Okay, UD's in the rafters because of culture.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to have culture talk? Dragic doesn't wash UD's socks with culture.
Somebody says Dragic carried us through the Dion Waiters era. Does he get any bonus points for that?
No. This is the thing. Everybody's y'all are stretching. I tell you, Steven, you're stretching. When you have to start arguing irrelevant stuff, well, if he wasn't hurt in the finals, we would have won. What are you talking about? The guys that go to championships, the good players go to all-star games. What was he? He went one-time all-star?
Goran?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time, like, you're not going to think of Goran when you think of, when you put basketball, name as many players you can. I would say a lot of Heat fans wouldn't even bring up Goran Dragic.
I mean, but you're saying that, but then you're also saying that you don't want Bosh up there. Bosh made the All-Star team, I think, every year that he was here.
No,
Bosh, 4 straight finals.
Bosh deserves it way more than Goran. Think about this list.
Yeah, but I'm just going based off what you're thinking.
Shaq, Wade, Zoe, LeBron, let's throw Chris Bosh. Think about those 5. You believe that Goran Dragic deserves to be on a list with those 5 players?
I don't, but that's why I was so shocked when I saw that it was such a understood thing that Goran's number 7 will hang in the rafters at the FTX Arena one day. I was a little shocked by it. And for me personally, it does not meet the criteria. The criteria is you have to be transcendent with a franchise. You have to be something so special to a franchise that they will talk about you for years and years to come, even if the fans weren't alive to see that player play.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like a transcendent figure. And Dwayne Wade is that. Udonis Haslam is that.
Mm-hmm.
Without worrying about the on-court stuff. Udonis Haslam is a transcendent Miami Heat figure. I don't think Goran Dragic is, as much as I love him. No. I'd be okay if they kept him and didn't bring in Kyle Lowry. But I don't think he's a transcendent point guard. I don't think there's much about the Goran Dragic era that you'll remember. It became the Jimmy Butler era when they went to the finals. Goran was great in the playoffs. Don't get me wrong. That was Jimmy Butler's team.
Steven, when you have kids one day, your kid's 10. So this is 15 years away. And he looks up and says, Daddy, who's number 7? Dragic? What did he do? What would be your answer?
Best point guard in Heat history.
If that's his answer.
You really feel that way.
Yes, I feel that way.
If that's his answer, then there's an argument to be made for it.
Well, we know that's a lie.
I don't know if that's a lie.
He is the best point guard ever to put on a Heat jersey.
I mean, it's either him or Tim Hardaway, right?
Hardaway's jersey's up there. Then put Dragic next to him.
Like I said.
Number 7 and number 10, you see those? The best point guards in Heat history. Top 2.
Come on, man. Put me next to Zach Thomas then.
Jimmy, you have an opinion on Goran Dragic having his number retired?
In the Raptors.
In the Raptors?
Yeah.
With the best point guard in Heat history?
Absolutely.
Look at that.
He came off the bench half of his career with the Heat. Your best point guard in team history didn't even start?
He came off the bench, what was it, last season?
Yeah, didn't
it was
even
just
start.
Last season. Yeah. It was last season.
He's had on that big ass knee brace for years.
He was injured
now.
The season before, but thank God he came back for the playoffs.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
All right, let's get headlines because it's 5:10 right now, and the NBA stuff is going down at 6:00, right when we get off the air. It's perfect timing. I'm gonna go watch it somewhere else too. But we've got 50 minutes to figure this all out, what's going to happen, what we think is going to happen. So let's get headlines real quick with Steven Preciado, who is filling in for Alejandro Solana.
This report is brought to you by Amtrak. Whether you're craving a breath of fresh air, an exciting new adventure, or just some free babysitting from grandma, Amtrak can get you there with more than 500 destinations across the country. Everything you're missing, just an Amtrak away.
Look at you. See, now Solana would have doubled down and said Brady sitting again. Yes. He doubles down.
Did you like my emphasis?
I liked it. You corrected your error from before, and you made it right. Solana, I am telling you, would have doubled down and said Brady sitting. That's what I meant to say.
And stared at you real hard.
A lot of people saying Gary Payton, Mario Chalmers. How long was Gary Payton
here? Gary Payton was here for like two seasons.
Yeah,
given he did have one of the biggest shots in Heat history, but right. Two seasons.
If you're saying he's the best point guard to have ever played in Miami, but that's a different argument than the best point guard in Heat history. That would be like saying Mike Piazza is one of the best catchers in, you know, Florida Marlins history.
The best shooter in Heat history is Ray Allen.
Well, how many seasons was he here for?
I'm going to say two seasons.
Two, three, but best shooter.
How many seasons was we just had him on the other week.
Oh, Glenn Rice?
Glenn Rice. How many seasons was Glenn Rice here for?
He was longer than that. I would say five seasons.
Might he be the best shooter in Heat history?
If you have to go in a three-point shootout at their prime, you taking Glenn or you taking Ray?
No, but again,
I mean, Glenn won a three-point shootout.
Right, no, but my
Ray Allen's one of the –
But my point is you can be the best shooter of all time, but because you had a cup of coffee with the team doesn't make you the best shooter on their team. You know what I'm saying? Like, longevity to me is part of that. But how long was Glenn Rice here? Hold on, let me look.
What's the cutoff?
One, two, three, four, five, six seasons, Glenn Rice.
So is it six seasons, five seasons?
How long was Ray Allen here?
Three seasons. Like, what's everybody's saying he's like, well, what number makes you happy? When you hit three seasons, four seasons, let me know when do you
fall
into
I would make an argument for Ray Allen, two seasons. I would make an argument for Ray Allen only because the shot that he made was so important in Heat history that I would overlook only being here for two seasons and say he's the greatest shooter in Heat history, even though had he not made that shot, then I would say no, even with his stats, you know, with Boston and Seattle and Milwaukee.
One championship if Ray Allen doesn't play here.
That is true.
Yep. You move the needle, Steven. I just want to let y'all know the needle.
There's even an argument that people say that Glenn Rice's number should be up there. I don't know about that, but I would say that would probably be where you draw the line.
Six
Glenn
seasons.
Rice.
Shaq wasn't here six.
Yeah,
no.
I told you. Moving the bar.
But he won a final.
When Shaq got his number retired, I was kind of surprised that they even did.
I think a lot of Heat fans were surprised.
That's why I was talking off the air that before Shaq got his number retired, I would have been surprised if they even thought about retiring LeBron's number. But ever since 32 went up, I'm expecting six to go up eventually as well.
Well, if they put Shaq up there, they have to put LeBron up there. Had they not put Shaq up, then you could make an argument against putting LeBron up there.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking about it all day. In less than an hour, Crowder's favorite news will happen because Goran Dragic will be gone from the Heat, getting traded to the Toronto Raptors.
Now you're making it sound like I hate Dragic.
I mean,
don't hate Dragic.
Might as well, man.
I just hate this liberal.
How about
let's throw everybody's jersey in the
how
rafters?
How about if we hang two suits in the rafters instead of a jersey? How about instead of one jersey, two suits?
The price of one jersey hang?
Two jerseys for the price of one. It's expected that
we're not retiring his number, but we are retiring two suits.
Now that'll be something I want to explain to my kids.
Right, that I would go to the ceremony.
It's looking like they'll be sending Goran Dragic to the Toronto Raptors in a sign and trade for Kyle Lowry, and also we'll be sending Precious Achiuwa as well.
All right.
Duncan Robinson has told Associates that he prefers to stay down here in Miami. That's what Tim Reynolds from the AP is saying.
I would submit this. Duncan Robinson is not Duncan Robinson if he's not on the Heat. Certain guys, because of their surroundings, because he's got a Jimmy Butler telling him, you're the man, keep shooting. Like, certain guys, their surroundings matter a lot to them. And in the moment, he's not a member of the Miami Heat. He's just another guy.
As an athlete, that sounds crazy because you would think his ability.
I can spot up any team, anywhere, any stadium. It doesn't matter.
But Duncan himself had told a story about Jimmy, and there was a story about Spo, how Spo had to, like, take him to the side and tell him, you're great at shooting. Shoot the damn ball.
Right.
So, you know what? I'm with you. To that point of him because telling the world
when
that.
You've got a discount guy and he's a great shooter and you say, shoot the ball. You're my guy. Shoot the ball. That's different than coming into an organization that just gave you $60 million over 3 years and expecting to be coddled. Hey, you're my guy. Like, yeah. Shoot the damn ball.
And Mike Wallace just said it, too, to the same thing we're talking about. He goes to Sacramento, and he's not on one night, and he's 0 for 8 from behind the line, and he's getting run past on defense.
Yeah.
That fan base is going to hate him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He should stay down here where he's comfortable, where the people kind of – they saw him grow. You know what? You make a hell of a point with that one, Hawk.
And I would retire his number when he's done with the Heat.
Oh, here we go.
Now, what number does he wear? Do you have any idea?
55.
Does he? Oh, I had no idea.
Isn't it?
Your number.
Yeah.
Ah, now I see.
Miami Dolphins had a practice today. Tua looked good. I'm not going to give out the stats because Channing got on me for that.
No, they're the 3-on-3 stats.
So no 3-on-3 stats. All right, so on 7-on-7s, he had 2 touchdowns.
Yes.
And on the 11-on-11s, he had 2 touchdowns as well.
Yes.
Main point, 0 interceptions, so the media didn't give a crap today.
Yeah.
National media, I should say. Devontae Parker was taken off the PUP list, the PUP list, thank God, because he is always hurt. So hopefully he'll be ready for the start
of
the season.
Trust me, that's not the last list he's going to be on this season.
Oh, he's set for 2021 season. There we go, Parker.
And the Miami Marlins, they start a 4-game series with the New York Mets tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. We have a starting pitcher, Jesus Luzardo. Debut, he's one of the guys that we got in, I think it was the Starling Marte trade.
Oh, all right.
And he's a local kid. He's from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. So
oh, cool.
Pretty cool. And for weather, from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, call 24/7. The number is 866-954-MORE. And I'm going to go over to my guy, Chipwich.
What's the weather?
Well, if you're going to throw the 2 suits up there, why don't you throw in 5 more ties?
Chipwich, come off the hip.
Who texted you that?
No one did.
Jimmy's done a bunch of overnights where he's heard that commercial more than once.
Oh, yeah.
That is excellent. They got to throw in 5 more ties.
Yeah, my family goes there.
Coach Jimmy. Man.
Excellent. Weather?
It is partly cloudy with a temperature of 82 degrees with a feel of 91.
All right. You ever watch this LeVar Arrington on FS1?
Yeah.
He's good, but it's not the way that I recall LeVar Arrington.
He was like a monster.
He's got the gray hair, and he's, you know, perfectly coiffed.
Yep.
And, yeah.
He's the reason I wore number 11 in high school. He was at Penn State.
Oh, really?
Yep. And when we both started radio together like 10, 12 years ago, he was in Washington, and we were sitting with each other at Radio Row. Now he's on TV.
Well, you could be too, let's be honest. I'll be honest with you. You have more listeners on this show than he does watching FS1 Undisputed. I'm not even joking.
I think these raccoon teeth discourage him.
Disagree with that. All right, Cheetah Pompano, let me talk about them. That is the perfect location. It is central to everything in South Florida, your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. Masks are optional. There's multiple hand sanitizing stations. Make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3. If you haven't been there yet, I know, I say free lunch, you roll your eyes. This is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs. On the menu are things like wings, salads, and sandwiches, not to mention their daily specials like barbecue ribs and pasta carbonara and seafood pastas and more. Got to check it out and see for yourself. Grab your buddies after work today, any day. Head on over to any Cheetah Club, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach, West Palm Beach, and let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. Enjoy $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs, Sundays through Wednesdays. That's tonight. And a reminder, Beer, Babes, and UFC this Saturday at Cheetah Pompano. Reserve a table now, UFC 265. You can watch it with your favorite Cheetah lady. Or if you're closer to Cheetah Hallandale Beach, reserve a table in their high-tech sports lounge. Not too shabby. You want all the details, check out their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, you ever seen Black Swan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, courtesy of our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. I imagine plenty of Heat fans will crack open a Funky Buddha in about 30 minutes, sidle up to the TV, and watch Woj bombs get dropped on your head.
I like being involved with it, though. That's one thing I do enjoy.
The Miami Heat always seem to be involved in it in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, Channing can't wait till 6 p.m. so Goran's off this team.
He hates this Goran Dragic.
What are you talking about?
I thought we were friends, Crowder.
I love Goran.
I was looking at some of what Ira Winderman has written in the Sun Sentinel, and he's kind of had like a timeline starting this morning as we head towards 6 o'clock. 7 a.m. update was, the Heat currently only have 6 players under contract for next season as they head into the start of free agency. Bam, Jimmy, Goran, Tyler Hero, Precious Achiuwa, KZ Akpala. Among the Heat free agents heading into the start of the negotiating period are Duncan Robinson, Kendrick Nunn, Victor Oladipo, Iguodala. We know that they are not exercising their option on him. Trevor Ariza, Dwayne Dedmon. I would love to see Dwayne Dedmon return.
Yep.
I believe his number should be in the rafters one day. What's his number?
Now, who knows?
If you knew his number.
Who knows?
You know his number?
I think it's 21.
I don't know.
I think it's 21 as well.
He's got the Hassan number.
Nemanja Bjelica, what's his number?
Got me.
You know?
68, 70. He has one of those weird numbers.
He has
there.
One of those weird high numbers.
Out of that list, that you, Dedmon might be the name that
Dedmon is a guy
me.
That I would like. I thought he was a quality pickup as a big man. Thought he was a quality pickup.
Going to be cheap. Obviously, Duncan jumps out to you, but hearing that he's going to want $60 million.
Well, again, you know, does he want $60 million? Sure, who doesn't? Is it out there? It reminds me of, you know, you say when you go to buy a car and the person says to you, well, what would you like to pay for this car? And you say $5.
$5, sir.
You know, you want that.
Come
like,
on, Mr. Crowder.
I wonder, the Duncan Robinson question is a really interesting question to me, because if you are a team that needs a sharpshooter, and you look at his numbers, and you look at the person that you can have a conversation about him being in the same stratosphere, it's Steph Curry, right?
Yep, those numbers.
I mean, that's mind-boggling. And so if you have that conversation, you need a sharpshooter, and you've got money.
Yeah.
And you could force the Heat's hand, too. You can make them overpay because maybe they don't want to lose him. So do you offer Duncan Robinson 18 a year for three seasons? If he's in the conversation with Steph Curry, just for pure shooting, catch
pure
and
shooting.
Shoot, right? If he's in the conversation, $18 million a season is not out of line for a guy that's going to deliver that to you.
But you know by watching he's not Steph Curry.
We know.
He can't create. He can't, you know, create off the dribble. He has to run off the picks, catch and shoot. Is that? But that's not worth Steph Curry money. But like you're saying, when you look at the percentages, the numbers, all the advanced analytics, yeah, he's up there with the Stephs and the Ray Allens on all them lists. So the more we know, the better decisions you can make. Shouldn't we know that he's not worth $18, $20 million a season?
Well, I think we do know that he's not.
So let him walk. If we know that, let him walk if it gets there.
15? Anyway, here are some of the afternoon updates from Ira Winderman at SunSentinel.com. At 1 p.m., the update says, included in the John Hollinger report is the belief that Kendrick Nunn's Heat tenure will come to an end in free agency. Nunn is a restricted free agent, with the Heat having the right to match outside offers. Nunn also can be included in a sign-and-trade transaction, with the Heat holding his bird rights. However, if the Heat add Kyle Lowry in a sign-and-trade transaction with the Toronto Raptors, the Heat will be dealing with challenges of a hard cap. Keeping Kendrick Nunn, on the other hand, seems hugely unlikely, John Hollinger says. The Heat will be hard-capped on any sign-and-trade, and in any event, would go deep into the tax if it re-signed him at his market value. He is effectively an unrestricted free agent at this point. And he'll get some money. He's been impressive with the Heat. The 130 update says, Mark Stein, the former New York Times NBA columnist, whose work now appears on Substack, is reporting that the Heat's current machinations would continue to leave Tyler Hero as a member of the Miami Heat. Moving beyond reports linking Lowry and possibly even DeMar DeRozan to the Heat, Mark Stein reports, the Heat, I'm told, are likewise strong favorites to re-sign restricted free agent sharpshooter Duncan Robinson with or without the addition of DeRozan, and are believed to be attempting to make all these moves without surrendering Tyler Hero via trade. Longtime Heat executive Andy Ellisberg, regarded as one of the league's foremost salary cap savants, will only add to his legend if Miami can get all that done. 245 update from Ira. Former NBA center, current ESPN analyst Kendrick Perkins just said on SportsCenter that a Heat addition of Kyle Lowry in free agency would push the Heat past the Philadelphia 76ers and to number three in the East and make them a challenger to the Brooklyn Nets and Milwaukee Bucks. Now, that's a conversation we've had all day, and we've assumed they are not challengers. Kendrick Perkins says otherwise. He says they would be number three in the East. It would be the Nets and the Bucks and the Miami Heat. If you get a guy like Kyle Lowry at one of the most important positions in the game today, the point guard position, a guy that's won a championship, a guy that's battle-tested, that fits the Heat culture, a guy that's going to mesh well with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, they'd probably have the best defensive backcourt in the NBA. This is a guy that can take a lot of pressure off Jimmy Butler facilitating the offense. Now, Jimmy Butler will only have to focus on one thing, and that's not getting others involved. That's going out and getting buckets. I think if they could get Kyle Lowry, that's a huge upgrade from Goran Dragic and Kendrick Nunn, and I think they'll be a top three team in the Eastern Conference and a threat to the Milwaukee Bucks and Brooklyn Nets.
Damn, Perk.
Strong words from Perk. Now, we know Perk is a huge fan of the Miami Heat organization and a huge fan of Eric Spoelstra. So if you take a quality player, I'm guessing in Perk's mind, take a quality player like Kyle Lowry, put him under the tutelage of Eric Spoelstra, and in the Heat DNA, you're going to maximize whatever he is.
Yeah, and I like that. My only question with the East would be what Philly gets back for Ben Simmons would be my only fear, other than the Nets and Milwaukee by far, defending champions, and then that damn roster in Brooklyn. But, yeah, who could you add to Joel Embiid in Philly would be my only pushback to that.
And then the final note that Ira Winderman has in the Sun Sentinel was a 4:30 p.m. update today. He writes, as the Athletic notes, the Heat soon could find themselves involved in a numbers game within a number game. While the Heat are committed to operating above the NBA salary cap, a sign-and-trade acquisition of Kyle Lowry would leave them hard-capped at no more than a $143 million payroll for the season. Based on the contracts of Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, and the expected deal of Lowry, the Athletic estimates the Heat having about $28 million to split between restricted free agent Duncan Robinson and another free agent acquisition, perhaps DeMar DeRozan. Factoring in KZ Akpala to the 2021-2022 Heat roster as well, it could leave the Heat otherwise with seven players at the NBA minimum for the season, with a Butler, Adebayo, Lowry, Robinson plus one, maybe DeRozan core. So you'd have your core there, and then you'd have seven minimum salary players, which is not the greatest. It's not the greatest construct for the Heat, but if you're like Kendrick Perkins and you think, hey, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Kyle Lowry, the rest of what you do after that is essentially gravy, then you're all right.
I think Hero has a bounce back year. If it's on me, I don't bring Duncan back.
Well, you do if it's $13 million.
Yeah, but like you're like what you just laid out, where these five guys and then seven, whatever.
I mean,
like
Duncan, if you can get him for 13, 14, 15 million, even, you're not going to get a better player for that kind of money. If it's 20 million that someone's offering over three seasons, well, then you have to think about it.
Then
right?
He eats up two guys' salaries. At 20 million, that's two guys' salaries.
If it's 15 million four seasons, you have to think about it. You know?
60. He can shoot, but that's it. That's my pullback with Duncan. We know he can stand there and shoot. Catch and shoot.
But
that's what he
does. Man, is that a luxury. When he is on, what a luxury.
When he's off, like Mike Wallace said earlier, we had him. If he's off, he is a liability everywhere on the court because he can't play defense, and now he can't shoot if he's not having a good night. I don't know. I think Hero can be our sharpshooter. I think he bounces back.
6 p.m. is the start of NBA free agency's negotiating period. 6 p.m., just 22 minutes from now. And we will certainly, I would imagine, know by the time we get on the air tomorrow at 2 o'clock the way things are headed for our Miami Heat.
Are you tired of living with chronic pain, knee pain, joint pain? Well, listen carefully, because now there's new treatments available here. I'm not talking about surgery or steroids. These are regenerative treatments from the medical professionals at QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics is the leader in these exciting biological therapies that help restore and repair damaged tissues in your joints with lasting results. If you got pain in your knees, shoulders, hip, back, joint pain that just won't go away, you need to check out these new treatments with astonishing patient satisfaction reports. They can actually help your body restore and repair itself. No downtime, no drugs, and no surgery. You gotta call and schedule your appointment now. Free consultation now at QC Kinetics. 954-787-PAIN. If you're tired of dealing with joint pain, you want to get moving again, you need to learn more about how biological therapies are changing the way we think about dealing with joint pain. From a guy that had all these knee surgeries, this is exciting stuff now. Don't wait. Call today. QC Kinetics. 954-787-PAIN. That's 954-787-PAIN.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I have 75 suits for the price of Mott's apple juice.
Hawk and Crowder.
Talk talking about Milli Vanilli during the commercial break. This song is so good. I don't care what you think about Milli Vanilli and who was really singing and who anybody looked like. This song, Blame It on the Rain, is so damn good. If there wasn't controversy about Fab and Rob being a couple German guys that didn't speak a lick of English yet sang like this inexplicably, this song would go down as one of the greatest songs of all time.
This used to be a rotation at parties when I was young.
It's a great song.
I don't know. When did it fall off? When did people find out the truth or whatever it is?
Sometimes you can't handle the truth. Crank this up for a second. You cannot tell me that this song doesn't slap.
Oh, yeah. This played on the floor speakers at the parties.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be asleep. I was sneaking out, staring in the window.
Everybody is glued to Adrian Wojnarowski's Twitter feed, as am I. So he points out earlier today, free agency talks can start at 6 p.m., but rookie extension deals, such as those for Trae Young and Luka Doncic, cannot be discussed or offered until midnight. And that's all Eastern time, by the way. So yeah. 12 minutes from now here in Miami, free agency talks can start. Now, it will be fun and interesting to see if Adrian Wojnarowski reports at 6:01 that a deal has been done between the Heat and the Raptors and maybe even a third team. That would be an interesting quick negotiation, but it's happened before.
Man, can you imagine how crazy Heat Twitter is going to get if it's like 6:10 and nothing has happened?
Well, you're right. You're right on that. Yeah. Everyone's been waiting all day, really since the weekend. Everyone's been waiting for 6 o'clock tonight since the weekend. And at 6:01, it might not be the best look in the world to let people know that a deal is already done because you don't want to be accused of tampering. So maybe, you know, nothing goes on till 6:30. But again, there's certainly nothing to prevent Adrian Wojnarowski. If he knows something is a done deal, like, he's going to report it. So,
and they all of them want to come out first with it. So they're not waiting to make it look good. They're trying to release it first to be the
reporters
guy that did it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, didn't Woj give away like the first top 5 picks for the draft like 8 hours before?
He knows. He knows.
You know what's funny to me? That Trae Young and Luka Doncic. Like, do people really think that the Hawks and the Mavs are, hey, what you going to do? We don't know, Luka.
Right, they can't talk till midnight.
Wait till midnight. We just don't know what we got planned.
They cannot talk till midnight.
That's ridiculous.
So it'll be an interesting night, to say the least. I would say that Heat fans will be shocked. I would imagine the Heat front office themselves will be shocked if this Kyle Lowry thing does not transpire the way that it seems like it's headed. This seems to be a fairly done deal, even though you're not able to have a done deal at this point. But in 10 minutes, theoretically, in 10 minutes, they can start calling each other and see if there is interest between, I mean, maybe in 10 minutes, Pat Riley calls Raptors and they don't have any interest in what the Heat have to offer. I don't know. I know that they can't talk until 10 minutes from now, and then we'll be able to know.
Will Heat fans be hot if nothing happens?
Yes.
Because you get to keep dragging
yes.
now.
Yes.
You keep dragging in Precious, you don't get Kyle. That'll be upsetting?
Yes.
Okay.
Only because I said at the beginning of the show, you have to do something. You have to do something. And I read to you in the last segment what Kendrick Perkins says about how much the Heat improve if they get Kyle Lowry over. And again, don't get it twisted. Kyle Lowry's 35 years old. He's Goran Dragic's age. And Precious Achiuwa, you're going to lose your young draft pick. And I know no one's in love with him, but there's nothing to say that what you see year one is going to be what he is year 4, year 5, year 6. So
there was a little highlight reel of him missing 2 dunks, not even touching the rim. Did you see that? Yeah. Oh, Precious had a tough run early on.
Can you call that a highlight reel?
Well, low light reel, something. But, yes, they were kind of saying that, hey, we're not too concerned with this acquisition.
Let's see, but Shams Sharanya is saying.
Jam's putting the pressure on Woj now.
Oh, yeah. listen, there's activity everywhere. Let's see. Latest Sham stuff, latest on Atlanta Hawks and John Collins, don't care. He's talking, like he's on stadium talking. Spencer Dinwiddie, I don't care. Spencer Dinwiddie's going to get a lot of money, man.
Remember I went on a Dinwiddie run for about a week in gambling?
Yes.
Lost all my damn money.
You did. That was in the Prize Picks, wasn't it?
Yes. Over Dinwiddie.
Over Dinwiddie. Over.
Lost all my money.
Over. Yeah. All right. Nothing going on with Shams or Woj right now. So it'll all start 8 minutes from now. 8 minutes from now. So obviously, we will be watching just as you will. And then we will let you know tomorrow our thoughts of everything that has transpired. If you missed any of today's show, it's up on the podcast, Hockman and Crowder podcast on Audacy, AUDACY. Coming up on the radio stations tonight, I believe it's Larry Bluestein and the South Florida High School Football and Sports Report on 560 QAM. And on 790 The Ticket, you're going to get Dan Day and Ticket Rewind. And then you'll get some CBS Sports Radio after that. And they will certainly break down everything that has gone on with the free agent deadline. So things will be happening tonight. Things will be popping off. And we will certainly react to it tomorrow. So good to be back. I'm glad I'm back from vacation. We still have a lot of stuff to get to from all this time off. Things that I did, but things are fast and furious. I wouldn't even be surprised. I don't know anything. I haven't heard anything. I wouldn't even be surprised this week if the Dolphins come to some sort of agreement with Xavien Howard. That's just a personal opinion that I have. So, happy National Ice Cream Sandwich Day to everyone, including you, Chipwich. Happy blah, blah, blah. All right, that's going to do it for us. Larry Bluestein coming up on 560 QAM. Dan Day, Ticket Rewind, coming up on 790 The Ticket. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night, and we will speak with you mañana.
Buc-ee's.
Was it the traditional vanilla ice cream in between the black wafers, or was it the Chipwich?
What do you mean? A Chipwich is not an ice cream sandwich. Those are two separate things. Of course, regular ice cream sandwich.
Hold on. What?
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need... need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!